Hello, everyone, listeners, regulars. Welcome back to GTK. And this week is unique in that Toby is not here for the first time.
So
it's going to be me today, Will, and Rachel. Rachel's going to be contributing a little bit more. I know you've all been wanting to hear more from her because...
Oh, my God.
I think she just got frightened by some wind there. It's a pretty windy day. And today we have a guest, but this is not a usual guest because we always like to get someone from the town.
Interesting.
On this show, but he is interesting, Rachel. I'm
sorry,
not sure
sorry.
Quite what dig you're having there. It's my flatmate Tushar.
Hey! Oh, I'm not from town. What the hell do you think I am from? The Nukers or something?
No,
of course I'm from town.
As in, like, you're not. I mean, unless
I'm townie.
You're not working locally. Although usually we just get students anyway, but like they're working at like Dervish or Butlers or like their DJ. Mm-hmm. So this week is pretty disjointed and disorganized in comparison to other weeks.
Of course, it's not.
You'll make work. Obviously,
this is super organized.
Yeah.
This show. I've got reams and reams of notes right next to me.
As have I. About Tushar's life.
Yeah.
Get Googling, guys.
I'm in the hot seat.
Because Tushar is our... He was a pretty difficult guest to get on the show. I mean, had to rip him away from his essay, which he was more than happy to get away from.
Didn't Foreign Affairs ask you to go on? Wasn't that not...
They were speaking of democracy for too long. Democracy, no.
This week has been slight shambles in terms of... Toby told us at the last minute that he wouldn't be let off work, so...
He's very sorry for disappointing us all.
Yeah, he's definitely listening to this at his work. He's probably, like, scrubbing a toilet.
Serving fried food, or sweeping the streets.
That. Yeah, some other student job sort of thing. Yeah.
Whatever it is, we definitely know Toby does.
Yeah, and obviously, I think his name is Daniel from Costa. Is that his name? You know him.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah,
Daniel
the Costa
from
boys.
Costa.
Yeah,
yeah, he couldn't come either, even though he agreed to.
Such a shame.
And I did try to find another guest, but she couldn't come on because she had to meet her landlord.
So literally
so we
last
are here.
Resort.
Yeah, so last resort.
Oh, thank you, guys.
If it makes you feel
better...
I feel
so privileged.
Tushar, if it makes you feel better, I was the last resort as well when I came on the show.
It's all right.
So, yeah, I'm kind of...
It runs in the flat. The last resort people.
Yeah, it is. Me and Tushar are flatmates for those who didn't know. So you can tell I went... at a great length to find someone as far as possible. I scoured the whole town and I just literally was like, Tushar, do you want to come on? He was like, yeah, alright. So
inside.
Yeah.
How it actually works and get to know with Will and Toby, just ask casually and say, yeah, sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
It's you know, it's casual. It's getting to know people. It's how it works.
This is an insight into
this
Friday
is,
night in Will's life.
Will Cashman's private life.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's definitely good. So, this is the last show we have before Easter.
Mother's Day. Did you boys get your mum something nice?
I have not.
See, you've neither. You haven't flown home to surprise her or anything.
No, I mean,
obviously I have because I'm here.
Yeah.
So that's clear enough. But no, I did text her, and
did you
I'm
send
going
a card?
To. I'm going to Skype her, and I said I'd bring something when I come next Friday. So that's
so you
good
didn't
enough.
Send a card.
No, I didn't send a card.
Tushar, darling?
We're in India, like we don't do all this stuff.
Oh, okay. So. You didn't, you know, surprise her with a tradition you've learned. No.
No, we just let her cook more. You
that's
have the whole kitchen
to
your act.
That's what you're looking forward to.
Food.
Having children.
Why do you
anyway. Onwards and upwards.
We have someone in the buzz box. This is
oh my god, we've got a listener.
I'm I think he's American. I just have this slight feeling.
Is that from his BuzzBox
His BuzzBox name is USA, USA, USA. Now, he might be saying University of St. Andrews,
yes.
University of St. Andrews,
yeah.
University
that would
of St. Andrews,
what that is.
Which is what I think it is.
Mm.
Because, I mean, we're all so proud to be from St. Andrews that we just want to shout USA, yeah. USA, USA. But, yeah, it's rare that we actually have anybody on the BuzzBox. So we had someone last week.
Are you talking about our, like, thousands of listeners there?
I know, but it's technology.
All your fans days. Back it's... home.
Mm.
You
usually...
listen, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
Yeah, obviously everyone you know is
I've got
Mumbai.
The news on the butler.
Yeah.
The Nando's.
Yeah, exactly.
Debate.
In Mumbai, this is all they listen to.
Of like, course, it's international stuff.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah. No, but I think it's usually a server overload, which means that we can't really get anyone
on
the
BuzzBox.
Yeah, we're
really sorry, guys.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, just the technology can't handle it. It's
tragic.
Just tragic. It is just tragic. And we were going to talk about how tragic Chelsea's performance just was now, because Tushar is a Chelsea fan, although he regards Milan in a higher regard. Which he always pulls
well,
out of Chelsea losing. But
but they've had a serious comeback so far.
Yeah,
all those guys aren't watching the match. They have come back.
I have
from
a
2-2.
Cheeky little Twitter update. And let's see what's happening. I'm very happy about Liverpool beating Spurs, because as you heard last week, I was very upset because on the show, just as the game finished, and Rachel was very confused.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It was a
but
very
me and Toby
many
were
shorts
very, yeah.
running situation. But they looked happy, which I think was nice.
Yeah, that's true. I wasn't happy, and neither was Toby.
No.
It still worked last week. We still hoped to sort of get through.
What happened last week again?
No
Arsenal
one knows.
Were beaten by Tottenham Hotspur 2-1. And USA, USA has left the BuzzBox without
Aww.
Saying anything. I mean,
well, to be fair,
I
think he came a bit too late for the Foreign Affairs
yeah, that's
Society.
True.
Sorry,
that's
USA,
true.
USA,
for listening.
The
Democracy
Foreign Affairs
is not here
society.
Anymore.
With their very odd choice of song. I'm not quite sure what that was called.
No, I think it was more of the sort of hippie
it was really
Foreign
weird.
Affairs-based music.
It was. I don't know if you guys heard this, but it was just horrific.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on there. I mean, we're using this slot just to have a dig at the Foreign Affairs Society just before us.
Maybe
but,
they should,
yeah.
like, advertise that. An hour of Foreign Affairs followed by, like, an hour of slating Foreign Affairs.
Just
great.
To balance it out.
Yeah.
They always eat up our time. It's very annoying because we have so many good things to talk about. Clearly, as we're not just babbling nonsense right now, we're talking
not at all.
Serious
We've
serious
done
issues.
12 minutes of us.
We've done 12
talking.
Minutes.
We just
most of that was Foreign Affairs Society.
Yeah, do you want
that.
Me to put on, I don't know, a song?
Yeah, let's put on a song. What are my choices?
How about any? Lucky Dip, 1-6.
No, not that Milkman song. Basically, Tushar went to see The Milk. It's
a small-time band.
It's a small-time band. And, like, so we typed in The Milk into the system, and Rachel double-clicked on this really weird... I mean, she's bringing it up, I think.
You can just listen.
Rachel's an expert producer. She knows
yeah,
how to feel
she, she's decided on the song, and I think this is what we're playing now. The
yeah, it's called
song.
The Milkman of Human Kindness. Enjoy.
This
the Milkman of Human
I love you. I am the milkman of human kindness. I will leave an extra pint.
And we're back, thank God. Yeah, that. Bit, so what happened there was we typed in The Milk into the system, and this is what came up.
It was beautiful. Really,
but it's not by The Milk.
It was
by The Milkman or something.
No, it's The Milkman of Human Kindness.
It was
that's
all Foreign Affairs.
Oh, of course.
It really did.
Yeah.
You not hit home?
No.
It really connected with me. The milk section
that's
in the middle.
That's because you're a literature
student. Milk based.
Yeah. Find connections in meaningless. Thing. Let's not go there. No. That was pretty harsh. But
really appreciated that.
And Tushar, you might be interested in this. Krista entered the buzz box. I don't know if it's actually Krista.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's clearly someone trying to troll you.
Oh,
so,
backstory. Who's Krista?
Oh, well, we'll get there.
I think the readers should know, though. We're just listeners.
To all you listeners out there. So, Tushar, can you tell me, since this is the last show before Easter, what you're doing over Easter?
Over Easter, over spring break, I'm going to Los Angeles to meet Krista, certain Krista Millard.
And who is she?
Krista Millard is a very close friend of mine.
She
get my flow.
Yeah.
You cannot see the wink, I'm sorry. The wink. There was a wink.
Was there?
There was
a wink. Okay. Valentine's Day.
We're getting quite a lot of activity on this box.
Oh, my. I'm stirring things up. I mean, oh, my God.
There are two Kristas.
Oh.
It's Krista Z-O-M-G, and then there's just Krista. And they're all, like, trying to argue with each other as to who's actually Krista. This is encouraging. This means we have listeners. Clearly, Toby is holding us back.
This is how we're.
This is a raw talent show.
We just have to have Tushar on all the time to have all of his women argue over him.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys.
And then we know people are listening.
Yeah.
That is how we should go with it.
I think that sounds like a good idea.
How did you meet her? Was it love at first sight in St. Andrews? Or?
No. I'm sorry to say it wasn't.
Change your holiday plans, anyone?
No, I met her, like, my schoolmate, or the flatmate of hers last semester. So that's how I got to know her. She was a JSA last semester, so she's gone back to UCLA. Oh. Long way from home.
Don't want to stay here?
I'm not that good enough, to be honest.
Let's face it, I'm Indian.
So I'm going to go much further than that.
Foreign Affairs!
Let's go join that.
Good.
It must be the Foreign Affairs Society that convinced Krista to leave.
Got a very odd look from Fergie then.
Yeah,
Is he listening to us?
I don't know if he's actually listening to us. I think...
Hello,
yes.
Darling.
Yes. I'm not sure quite what's going on here.
I'm not either.
Did you enjoy Foreign Affairs? We did.
I did very much. I ran it. It was nice.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Is this just scraping the bottom of the interview barrel?
This never happened.
How's your girlfriend? We were just discussing
Tushar. We were talking about Krista. So
dying romance.
Oh, God.
Krista and his dying romance. That sounds like a really, really bad...
She's not dead.
It sounds like a really bad Nicholas Sparks novel, actually, no matter how you say
what has my life come to, guys? I'm on a radio show confessing my depression. The Milkman of Humankind is subconsciously my decision to play.
Yeah.
Because it was such a mellow song.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Okay, Tushar, we're getting some pretty harsh comments on the buzz box right here. We're getting... He laughs like a hyena. And bring back the curry man. Bring back that Indian guy. So
racism.
I didn't realise Krista was two people and she was racist in one of them.
Split personality.
Yeah.
She's an alter ego. She's serious anger issues. I try my best. It's like I can do certain things. Something that I just can't handle, like her anger that's just coming on this bus box feed.
I'm my sorry, God. Darling.
Rachel, I can do anything.
Yeah.
I'd sure know how to pick them, though.
You do.
They just fly away.
At least you don't have my luck with women. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, faggy.
No, it's just I have a League of Evil Exes forming. This is not actually a joke. This is a legitimate thing. I found out something horrible this past... a few weeks ago on Facebook. One of my first exes and one of my most recent exes, Kat and Meredith, they both go to school in California.
Oh, that's
nice. At the same university.
Oh,
and they just became Facebook friends and they're posting things like together. And it was just, it's really, really awkward because I know they're plotting against me.
So they knew.
They know that they're
you're
both
the
my
common
exes.
Okay,
so that's how they met, was that I was like, you don't know this person, do you? oh, no, I don't know this person. Good, because I think you guys go to the same school. Once she goes back, naturally, I have to find Andrew's ex and become friends with her. And then when we broke up, it was like a... Wow, they're
so
friends.
So they're bonding over mutual hatred over you.
Yes, and the bad part, and this wouldn't bother me except that I have a bad tendency to date smart women, which means that they're going to plot against me and kill me.
Oh. Is the current one still current?
The current one is still current, yes.
Well
and
done.
She's going to stay that way because she's the smartest of all of them, so... If she knows about this thing, she will run that.
Congratulations. Well, I think you've both lost your girlfriends live on air this afternoon. So.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mine isn't listening.
Which one
anymore? The radio show ended. She thought that was the end of it.
I'll put it up on a podcast and Facebook her. Anyway.
And thus begins the implosion of yet another Ferguson relationship.
I'm sorry, darling. We, yeah. Anyway, how was everyone's weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I didn't go. Did anybody here go to Oktoberfest? I heard that was very good.
Didn't get a ticket.
No, I didn't either. So
it's so dicey, the whole ballot thing. Or is it? It's like a
I think it's rigged.
Yeah, I think it's rigged.
There were people that were like reselling tickets, but they were selling them from anywhere to like £50 to £100.
Ridiculous.
To quote one of my friends, I don't want to pay over £100 to dress like a kraut and stand in a field.
Oh, I saw someone at 2 today doing the walk of shame in Lederhosen.
Okay, can I just ask? We all were walking around on the streets and we saw the Lederhosen and everything that everyone was wearing. Did it not strike anyone else as borderline pornographic? Just especially what the women were wearing. You were just walking around and it was like, that is, if a German Hausfrau was wearing that, what? I don't even know.
I mean, you're complaining, but...
I'm not complaining.
I'll just take it in and smile.
The only reason why it was a problem is I was watching the rugby in the waypat with my girlfriend and all of her friends, and I was just like, I can't not.
Oh, you got caught looking, yeah.
Region, I presume.
And then it was just like, I had to turn to them and just be like, okay, are you seeing this? Do you think that this is not just borderline pornographic like I do? And they're like, okay.
You just shouldn't have said.
It was pretty obvious when I got almost whiplash from the kid. I was just like, what? Knee-high stockings, hello.
Oh, God. Anyway, I heard it was very good.
Yeah. So that's a really interesting conversation where we talk about Oktoberfest, even though none of us went.
Yeah.
And we just observed from the side. I mean, just reflecting quite a lot of people's experiences of it.
Do you want another song?
Yeah, right.
Since we've...
Good idea, Rachel.
Right, 1 to 6.
We'll pick a number?
Yeah.
Or can we not just play...
No, you can't. 1 to 6.
We're not playing that Milkman song again.
don't play that song again.
We play Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. I don't know.
Either one.
Pick any.
Yeah, I don't really have a massive amount of choice.
Pull up.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd.
Swimming Pools by Kendrick Lamar for the Christers who were asking about it on the Buzzbox. But, that was a surreal experience because I don't know if anyone invited Fergie on. But, yeah, no, it was good to have his contribution, actually. It was a pretty interesting story. I didn't know that.
And all the best for his relationship.
Exactly. I swear I thought you overheard the foreign affairs.
I thought
rage.
That's why he came in.
flip out.
He ruined the show. Flip out about us talking about the Foreign Affairs Society. But yeah, that was kind of odd. I've never had someone burst into the show before. Just
I guess Toby keeps it cool. He keeps it in control.
I think he just like people don't go too close because he does that little glare, waves his hair, things like that.
So yeah, that was interesting. Yeah, so there was also a very important day of rugby today, which we could also talk about, because I know Rachel likes rugby players.
I've been shopping, darling.
I know, you like rugby players.
Obviously.
Exactly, so I thought we'd move it into an area of, of interest.
Everyone loves a rugby player. Yeah. You've got a, there's, you know, compared to football players.
I've got my notepad on. So what are you interested in rugby player?
Well, you know, legs, body.
Yeah.
Anything but personality, really. But they have more than a footballer. Obviously, apart from you two, who are the next generation of David
Beckham. We are the best footballers.
Yeah,
we played together for DRA, and I have to say, Tushar did score quite... The game got cancelled today because the other team didn't show up because they heard about us.
Yeah.
And they just were quick.
They just ran away. So, all the way back to Dundee.
Yeah. Back to Dundee.
So terrified.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, Tushar plays rugby, but first of all, there's a big showdown next week, Wales versus England. You may not know this, but my dad's Welsh, so I'm going to be supporting Wales.
Yeah.
It's all about England.
All about England.
Yeah.
England,
they're up for the Grand Slam.
They're undefeated.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think if anybody would be Wales, to be honest.
Sorry?
If anybody would stop, that would be Wales.
I guess, but Wales were on a very bad run before. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. You put like a shiny object in the corner and all the Welsh people will get distracted.
Wow, that's incredibly racist. I'm not sure I appreciate that.
Say Berlin Jewel.
I'm sorry,
for the money.
Out of both of us, if there's anyone that's from the countryside, it's you.
Yes, thank you.
And therefore, that's sort of a Welsh stereotype is more of like a countryside stereotype. So I'm
deflecting
this
though,
back onto you.
So. Yeah,
you
do.
There are definitely British, like English sheep.
No, as well, we as in the nation have sheep.
You have llamas, that's what you have, and alpacas.
But no sheep, thank you very much.
Rachel does actually genuinely own how many alpacas and how many llamas?
11 alpacas and 2 llamas.
What?
Just cause.
Ridiculous.
Pimping them out.
Yeah.
Rachel loves the exotic sheep.
Anyway,
so yeah, Tushar, how's the rugby been going for you this season?
Ah, so far so good. We are on borderline relegation. We need to win the match on Wednesday to get out of it.
Oh shit.
It's a bit tight. But to be honest, hopefully I'm praying that none of my rugby team's listening.
What happens if you get relegated?
You just go to the lower league. And you just play easier opposition. Hopefully you'll get some results then.
Yeah, then you'll start winning. That's good.
Exactly. That's how I say we won a game today. I don't care which league we're in. We just won a game.
What about the ones and twos? Are they doing well?
Well, the ones and twos are practically the same team.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So they're winning everything. Not everything, but they're...
Well, they're in a higher division.
Yeah, and they have more wins than losses,
basically.
They're doing really well.
Krista is... must be Krista, because she's saying American football for the win. So yeah, we'll just disregard that as silly American talk and skip over that and talk about the real football. And I mean, me and Tushar played together for the DRA team. He's been a recent addition.
DRA FPFC.
Yeah, exactly. David. The most catchy name acronym. David Russell Apartments and Fife Park Football Club.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Longer abbreviation.
Yeah, exactly.
For a club.
Do you have that on your shirt?
Yeah.
We have DRAFPFC.
Oh no, you should have got it in full.
Yeah, just like.
No, I think is it? Yeah, it's in full, isn't it?
Is it?
It's like two lines. David Russell Apartments and Fife Park. It's like.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had those big letters, that would have distracted the opposition.
Can you read the whole thing before I pass
it? That's an intelligent plan, Rachel.
Thank you.
That's
why they let me into university.
Yeah, Tushar's been a very good addition, though. The DRA team's decent.
To the first one or to this?
To both.
Oh, right, okay.
See, you're adding different angles on it. And so, my dad's just thanking me for mentioning him on the radio and my support of Wales.
Oh, sorry.
So that's cool.
Sorry, Mr. Cashman. Wales is lovely.
Yeah.
We love sheep. I don't know what's there in Wales. I'm sorry, Mr. Cashman. Besides Shane Williams, who is my absolute god.
Yeah. So Tushar's been very good in defence. me, even though I sometimes throw a little strop when I have to be put in defence because I like to express myself in my more attacking positions.
How do you express yourself through football?
It's very expressive.
Missed kicked shots. Wild tackles.
Okay. My shooting is very bad, I'll give you that. My passing and tackling is good.
There's like mine's anything better to me.
Two shots good at hooping the ball up the pitch, which is what you need for a centre back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
So, yeah. What about you, Rachel? What plans do you have for Easter?
I'm going home.
You're going home? What about what things are you going to do?
See the family.
That's cool.
Yeah, go out.
With the
friend's
llamas
birthday.
And alpacas.
Yeah, obviously you go straight to the llamas to say
shaved all the fur off, make a coat out of it.
Yeah.
I'll be doing that. just eating nice food, pretending I'm not a student, things like that.
Yeah.
I guess it's a good break, though, just 2 weeks, to be honest.
Yeah, it is.
Good relief.
I'm going back home as well, which is good. I'm looking forward to it. The only real event I'm doing is I'm going to see Nas, the rapper, and I believe Tushar is performing. Are you not?
What?
You're going to be very confused by this, but without context, and I did this kind of to put you off, but like, what happened was, the intro act was going to be Meek Mill, but he's been replaced by 2 Chainz, and I was like, Two Chainz is your nickname in the rugby group. I decided to throw you off by saying that you were performing, even though...
Wait, that's really huge to see it being an intro for Nas.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm not sure Rachel knows what we're talking about here.
It's another
dark-skinned rapper.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's... Mm.
Are there any white-skinned rappers? I'm going to regret asking that.
Vanilla Ice.
I do know who Eminem is.
Yeah, you know Thrift Shop.
I do, yes.
You do know Thrift Shop. Because it's everywhere.
Before I saw his face, I thought he was a different skin colour, to be honest. Macklemore. I didn't know he was white.
But just because he's a good rapper, you presume he's
a black
rapper. Fair assumption to make.
He's got a deep voice.
Good probabilities there. So, yeah. So, I'm too sharp. I'm going to have to say sorry because I wrestled you away from your essay that you were so diligently working on.
I'm gonna fail it anyway. I have no idea what I'm writing.
What was the essay on?
Social anthro. It's basically, the topic is, persons are not born, they are made. Makes no sense to me. I don't even know what I'm writing. It's like
Rachel is forgiven, my dad says.
Oh, thank you.
just to put that there. So yeah, that's a pretty big question. How many words do you have to explain that? That's
like 1,500.
1,500.
That's all right. It's
that's valuable. Quite a few. That's not very many words for such a huge question. Let's face it. I mean,
there's not much you can write on because you don't have much reading.
Thing is, it's something where you have a lot to say but nothing to write.
Write because, about exactly. Yeah, I know.
Because it's where do you start? It's just not really.
Well, I started the reproduction trash. Like, oh. Well, we think reproduction just to have kids and stuff. then apparently it was in tribes. I don't know. It's about, like, all social.
You could do Hobbes versus Rousseau. Something to do with, like, state of man and society's corruption.
I could try.
You could.
I'm not sure anybody else knows what you're talking about. Yeah. Thanks for that, Rachel. Maybe some
a good insight.
Maybe some of our more educated listeners. I've heard.
Oh, Rachel, you're so smart. Oh,
thank you.
Had I not thought of that while writing my essay.
Such a name dropper.
Just do it.
one thing people might be confused about, Tushar, is that you're from Mumbai,
mm-hmm.
but your surname is Portuguese.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Okay.
No, just a little background here.
Well, my grandfather's Portuguese.
All right.
So he came in to Bombay when he was like 20 something, and he met my grandmother.
Oh.
Who is? Yeah. And then that's me. And then I look a bit chinky because on my mom's side. My mom's having.
Don't be Chinese for anyone who's.
I'm not being racist.
It's fine.
I'm just
he's part Chinese. He's allowed.
Yeah,
to.
I'm allowed to.
Sorry
for those Asian listeners. There you go. But yeah, because my grandmom's Chinese. My mom's side.
Well, that's cool.
My granddad's Nepali.
So wow. Where do you say
that's
you're
a
from?
That's a weird mix.
India. I'm from episode born in Bombay. Mm-hmm. So
hello. Yeah.
And, well, you don't, you told me before, you don't actually consider yourself to be from Mumbai, but from South Mumbai,
yes.
More specifically.
I am a serious
Because that's where you...
Well, Bombay goes like this. We have a serious divide in the population. Those who live in town and those who do not. And those who do not live in town are some people I don't care about, to be honest. Sorry to be snobby, but that's how it is in Bombay. Because it's really, because it's like... Those who were in town before, like those like who've been living there for like a while, and everybody who started, so all the suburbans, those we call them, who live out of town, are those like basically people who just like moved in from other parts of India and stuff, just to get a job or to get employment. That's all it is. They became all fancy and popular.
So you should do some social anthro on that.
Bullshit. It's not worth going there. I would never walk there.
Yeah.
I'm joking, guys. No,
so, so you're also not really like pure Indian, I guess. I mean, they're obviously there are quite a few people in India, so there are quite a few Roman Catholics, but they're actually a huge percentage of the population.
Are Roman background Catholics. To that question a little bit?
Well, Tushar's Catholic.
There
Catholic.
We go. Thank you.
Tushar's Catholic. Not many people in India are Catholic as a percentage.
Sorry,
elaborate, please.
I have no idea. I was like, here is your cross, go to church, my granddad told me. I said, okay, I'll go to church, and ever since I haven't questioned that.
Okay,
oh, have we also wrestled you away from church today with Nicole?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nicole's
I'm extremely upset that I've been put away from church, but it must be done.
Yeah.
No, going for the radio show. Well, not going to church, but coming to the radio show.
Yeah.
Our theory is that Nicole is actually Krista here.
It's a conspiracy.
So I think Nicole is probably going to have a little reaction to Tushar not going to church today. We'll wait for it. And maybe I've sort of warded her off by saying this. But we'll have to see. It's a lot of politics in here. It's
well, who knew? We're the Foreign Affairs Society, after all.
So shouldn't she be in church, though?
I think she went to church. If she didn't go to church, it'd be really funny. Because the weather's been so off.
Yeah.
I mean, who would go to church?
I mean,
God's great,
he comes second to weather. He's the one who created this weather.
Sorry, baby Jesus.
The minute it hailed, he said, just don't go. That was basically the message.
That was like the minute of hail.
That's exactly why I didn't go this morning. Anyway.
Yeah, I was actually refereeing in the hail. And I actually have a lot more sympathy for referees than I used to, because I'm one of those people who always gives the referees a hard time in a football match. After refereeing now with Dundee, I understand what it is to be a referee and to take abuse. my decisions were quite good, I thought. But, you
did
know.
Did you get a lot of abuse, Will?
Yeah, I did get a lot
did
of abuse.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you feeling a bit fragile?
Yeah.
Well, Dundee. They are quite loose cannon people.
No, I didn't really care that much about what they were saying, but I probably did make some bad decisions in that game.
Be happy you didn't get mugged or something in the middle of the pitch.
Just had to guess on the offsides. Tushar.
I can't punch you.
Tushar, we'll be going to Dundee for a while anyway.
Because there's a massive Dundee population listening to this right now. And
obviously, they can't avoid it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're very big in the Fife
very
area.
Very close to the epicentre of Get to Know. And I mean, if they're listening to this down in South Africa...
They want to be like us, the Dundee people. Yeah. So you get to know the townies and say, oh, these are the St. Irish people I really like. So let's learn to be like them.
Yeah.
The Dundee people.
But in general, as a...
As a city.
City. Generous. All
right,
then.
Do you want me to play something?
Yeah. What do you want to play? Do you want to play the Ed Sheeran song?
Yeah,
because
it's happy.
Because
what's a happy song? Oh, Ed Sheeran.
It's Lego House by Ed Sheeran, and it may or may not play. Well, there you go.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I'll mend.
avenger, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've...
And welcome back. And here we found out finally that the Chrissas are definitely girls, because they liked the Ed Sheeran song.
Everyone likes Ed Sheeran.
All girls like Ed Sheeran, that's true.
Thank you, babe. Yeah. Okay, so what was it like when you two boys first met? You walk in on your first day, scared, terrified.
Yeah, I think Tushar was like one of the first people I saw.
Yeah, we were both moving in.
Yeah.
Was it romantic?
Actually, Mikhail walked into my room with my parents and just dumped a bed sheet. And like two pillows in my bed. Yeah, this is for you. She walked away.
So Mikhail.
Guys. You want pizza?
Going off to his meth lab.
He is cooking so much math. Math.
He calls. He's Russian, and he goes to an American university.
Middlebury.
He's a JSA for a whole year, and whenever he goes to do his maths work, he
can't pronounce
going
it.
To do so. Meth.
Meth.
And, then he goes off to the meth lab with Nitika and cooks up some Breaking Bad style
product.
So yeah, I think so. What you were saying is you were just dropping off this first batch of meth while you were with your parents. Tushar, what was hidden in the bed sheets? Obviously was
some of that product. Yeah. Nah, it's a serious exclamation mark, not a question at all. I was like, what is this guy doing?
So, I mean, were you friendly?
Yeah, I guess. I think we got quite lucky with our flat, because I've seen other flats that have been
some
really...
Some flats are horrific.
Mismatched. Let's say horrific. Let's be politically correct here. We are foreign affairs society, of course. Yeah.
Like Ben's flat, which one of my friends, Ben, I think of the original five people that are there, like two people remain because they all hated each other so much. So that was good.
Surviving each other out.
Yeah. Let's not even go there.
Anyway.
Wait.
So the Christas have left the buzz box, so the carnage is over. Although they were appreciating the meth lab reference with Mikhail. But yeah. Mikhail's always in his lab.
He is lovely.
So yeah.
He's a sweet guy though. Yeah.
So after the break, there's some big events in St. Andrews coming up. I thought I may as well talk about them. There's Under Canvas and there's the Maple.
Which people should go to.
Under Canvas.
We're not supposed to be promoting, but you know
we're
what?
We're not promoting. We're plugging it big time.
Yeah. Rachel knows. Well, she was what the one who invited me to the Facebook event.
Yeah.
So. I did, because I'm lovely like that. Yeah. It's St. Andrews' first non-black tie event in a marquee. It's at St. Mary's Quad, and it's supposed to be a festival, so you go dressed as you'd go to a festival.
What is a festival?
And it's supposed to be like the Holi.
How is a festival?
It's supposed to be like the Holi. Like the
colour
festival. Yeah, the colour festival.
Is it?
That's what it's supposed to be. I thought it was like people chucking colours.
Because the couple of
only that was their promo for it.
So
yeah, that happened in a recent weekend, and I was like, and I'm drunk, and I just walked to the beach, and I saw them throwing colours, so I just joined them for a colours. There you go.
Wait, you're telling me
I don't know whether there'll actually be any colour throwing involved.
There's some musicy music festival.
I know Will really wanted it to happen, but I don't. Obviously,
we're sorry if it didn't. I mean, they've got a massive phone fight. I mean, it can't be that much worse to
throw colours everywhere.
To have colours and chalk. You can wash away chalk pretty easily.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is I think I'll be getting my tickets for that tomorrow.
Yeah, tickets out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Go buy.
How much is it?
The Vicar.
£35.
£35 sounds good for a St. Andrews student.
You get like three drinks free as well.
Three drinks?
A bag of popcorn, I think, as well.
A bag of popcorn.
At least it's not ice cream this time. Ice cream makes no sense.
No, not in the cold.
I don't understand why there's ice cream at these schools.
One of Nikki, my flatmate, had an ice cream today as it hailed it down. It was a very beautiful moment.
Because you went to Anstruther.
Yeah.
I've never been to Anstruther. Actually, I might have driven through it, but
then you came to St. Andrews in a very interesting direction.
Yeah, no.
No, I think I might have gone there on the bus. Through there on the bus. It's a nice place.
How did you end up in Anstruther for no reason?
I don't know.
Yes. Fish and chip shop, fantastic.
Yeah.
We then ended up at some sort of jumper sale.
Wow. That sounds exciting.
In a hotel with lots of old ladies. It was a really nice
hospital. Sounds like the life.
Thank you. It's where all the big celebrities shop, and Strother.
Definitely.
Do you know
the high street of all of UK.
Yeah, yeah.
But I heard the fridge is actually quite good.
Definitely.
We're just talking about our flatmates. We obviously digressed, but we're talking about our flatmates. One of our other flatmates, David, is actually, we were talking about the Mayball as well, so just thought I may as well bring up that he is in the KK now. He got accepted.
Congratulations.
So, yeah, congrats to him and to the other people I know who I think, like Mikkel, Tommy, Ed,
Charlie.
I don't really know him very well.
David Martin.
He is
calling him out.
Interesting.
David Martin, obviously.
Got him.
So yeah, they'll be promoting the Mayball. And so yeah,
I don't know what the Mayball's about. And I've seen random picture of Jay-Z and Kanye West in a cake.
I think that might be hopeful.
It's hopeful, but no, I don't know if it's Photoshop, but it looked pretty legit.
Don't worry, if I missed that,
it's people's people from the KK. It's their cover photo. I'm like, what? Are you serious?
They can't. No, they won't be able to get. Kanye,
it won't be,
Jay-Z,
but how do you even get them to wear a cake? So well photoshopped.
Yeah, it is.
Oof.
Definitely. Plus, everyone knows there are no black people in the KK.
Very true.
Yeah, of course they are. I know one black person in the KK. One dark-skinned person. Let's not be racist, you're a guy.
This is not racist. This is anti-KK.
Which we're
it
not,
is very close
to
another organisation. It's the KKC, which is surprisingly close to another thing that comes to mind, which I won't bring up. But
I don't think Will applied.
Me? No.
Really?
KK's good. I'm happy for that.
Charming.
It actually takes work. You have to revise. Who revises for a KK interview? Obviously the people get in, but
I don't want to be stabbed this evening in my sleep, so I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't understand why you think being stabbed in your sleep. That's an expectation.
They're very strong and powerful and scary people.
I'm not scared of them.
I would say
he's
scary.
Just if someone comes up behind it, then
I think they're pretty nice.
Yeah, no, the people who I know who are actually in the KK are all really nice.
Ed Fry, you missed out Ed Fry.
I said Ed, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. No, they're all really nice, the people who I know in the KK. So, there we go.
Talked himself out of that.
I know.
Myself out of that, but, definitely not.
Hey, we've got 6 minutes of joy left.
So fast, that's time flown.
Do you want me to put on a song? Or do we just wait and put on a song in a minute?
We could put on a song now. Why not?
I mean,
this has been a pretty disjointed. It's been enjoyable. Pretty disjointed.
I had lots of fun.
Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
I've had lots of fun with Tushar, spending even more time with him. And, so yeah.
More of the merrier.
Thanks for coming on such short notice.
Don't
worry,
guys.
Are you wrapping up?
No, we don't have to.
I don't know. I just don't know.
No, put on a song and then we'll wrap
put
up.
Put on a song. Okay. Right. Road to Zion? Is that not?
No.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That'll
be cheerful?
Put on Red Hot Chili Peppers.
You can never go wrong with that.
Blood sugar sex magic, guys. Yeah.
And that rounds up the very weird mix of songs that we've had on the show today. Red Hot Chili Peppers with Blood Sugar Sex Magic. And it's a very good song. We were just talking about how weird that guy's life is. Anthony Kiedis. Me and Tushar both read the
Scar Tissue.
His autobiography. And fair to say he's a bit of a rock star. Because,
a bit too much of a rock star.
frying his own urine so that he could snort cocaine is pretty extreme. So yeah, that was our conversation while we were off there.
You missed a lot, guys.
Yeah, that was great. Also, yeah. I mean, we talked about a lot off air, which we probably couldn't put on air.
No.
Considering one thing, which I'm not going to say. And, it's been great for... I've enjoyed this week, actually.
Yeah.
It's been good. Nice and it's not just because Toby's not here.
No, not at all.
No. I miss Toby. But, it's been good fun, you know. Anchoring this by myself with Rachel.
You did a very good job, darling. Thank well done. You should consider doing your own show.
Thanks, Rachel. Yeah, I feel like this was very sort of even more casual than usual. We didn't have
a very good direction
for any of it. But you know what? That's how we roll at GTK. Thank you very much for tuning in and peace out.
Sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living.